KSDP, 830 AM in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
On a summer day off Kodiak Island, a group of anglers is on a charter fishing trip. In the past, charters like this mostly focused on halibut and salmon, but these days they're more diverse, also fishing for sablefish, lingcod, and rockfish. Today, rockfish are biting, and these anglers are pulling in black rockfish. At 3 or 4 pounds, black rockfish look a bit like freshwater largemouth bass. As the anglers approach their limit, the deckhand begins returning fish to the water.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. President Trump says he's surprised and disappointed by Elon Musk's criticism of his massive tax cut and spending package. NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben reports the tech billionaire's comments come just days after he stepped down as the head of the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE.
Earlier this week, Musk called the bill a disgusting abomination, pointing to its cost. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office has said the bill would add $2.4 trillion to the debt. The CBO has also found the bill, which cuts Medicaid, would leave nearly 11 million more people uninsured. Trump dismissed Musk's criticism today, saying Musk, the CEO of electric car maker Tesla, is upset that the bill gets rid of tax incentives for electric car buyers.
All of a sudden he had a problem, and he only developed the problem when he found out that we're going to have to cut the EV mandate, because that's billions and billions of dollars.
Shortly after, Musk posted on Twitter, quote, "Without me, Trump would have lost the election." Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News, The White House.
A unanimous Supreme Court has ruled that Catholic charities can opt out of participating in Wisconsin's unemployment compensation program. Wisconsin Public Radio's Danielle Kading reports that justices found the state was wrong to deny the group a religious tax exemption.
Justice Sonia Sotomayor said the state violated the First Amendment's guarantee of religious freedom by requiring a Catholic Charities Bureau to pay unemployment tax. Wisconsin law exempts nonprofit groups that run primarily for religious purposes, but the state's highest court had found that its work was primarily charitable and not religious. An attorney for Catholic Charities, Colton Stanberry, says the justices agreed that Wisconsin's high court discriminated against the group.
We think that's a big win for religious liberty.
One that could radically expand exemptions for hospitals with religious ties in Wisconsin and nationwide. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Kading.
Carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere have reached a new high for modern record-keeping. NPR's Jeff Brady reports that scientists at the Mauna Loa Observatory in Hawaii say that for the first time, concentrations have exceeded 430 parts per million.
Humans' burning of fossil fuels releases the greenhouse gas into the atmosphere. There, the CO2 acts like a blanket, warms the lower atmosphere, leading to more extreme heat waves, droughts, flooding, and wildfires. The Mauna Loa Observatory is considered the global benchmark for monitoring CO2 concentrations. Levels peak every year in May in the northern hemisphere before plants absorb CO2 during the summer growing season. The Scripps Institution of Oceanography says last month the concentration was 3.6 parts per million higher than a year ago. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was down 108 points. This is NPR News. Smoke from ongoing wildfires in Canada continues to drift southward, prompting air quality alerts in several U.S. states. Health officials are urging residents, especially those with breathing conditions, to limit outdoor activities and use air purifiers indoors. Forecasters say there's a chance air quality alerts may be extended into Friday as temperatures across much of the eastern U.S. continue to spike ahead of a rainy weekend. The Nintendo Switch 2 is being released worldwide today. It's following up on one of the most popular consoles of all time and comes as U.S. tariffs have rattled the video game industry. NPR's James Mastromarino reports fans are excited about the new gaming system.
Fans cheered as Christopher Evangelista became the first person to buy a Switch 2 at Nintendo New York. Evangelista had camped out outside the store for 2 months to stay in front of the line. Nintendo projects to sell 15 million of the consoles this financial year, which ends March 2026, even after the company delayed pre-orders in response to the high tariffs that hit the Asian countries that manufacture the console. James Mastromarino, NPR News.
Game one of the NBA Finals is tonight in Oklahoma City between the Thunder and Indiana Pacers. Oklahoma City finished the regular season with the league's best record at 68-14 before eventually winning the Western Conference Finals. The Pacers won the Eastern Conference. This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR be the model for high-quality journalism in the 21st century.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkin up to Castle Cape, today west winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight west winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. And Friday, northeast winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, today northwest winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. And Friday, north winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, today northwest winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight north winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. And Friday, north winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. Port Hyden and Nelson Lagoon, today west winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. And Friday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, today west winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. Tonight variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. And Friday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, mostly sunny with highs near 47, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with lows near 38, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And Friday, mostly cloudy with highs near 46, north winds around 10 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There is a high tide at 4:50 a.m. at 8 feet 1 inch. A low at 12:12 p.m., a minus tide of 1 foot 8 inches, a high at 7:06 p.m. at 5 foot 6 inches, and a low at 11:42 at 3 feet 3 inches. Your sun rose at 6:04 this morning, and your sun will set at 11:17, bringing us up to 17 hours and 13 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Yeah, we'll start our run through the 80s with The Police with Every Breath You Take, then Prince, When Doves Cry. After that, Marvin Gaye with Sexual Healing.
Thank you. lover's me. Can you, my darling, can you picture this?
Dream if you can, Cordia.
An ocean of violets in bloom. Animals strike curious.
Never satisfied.
Why do we scream?
make love tonight.
Yeah, up next, a little Human League with Don't You Want Me? Soft Sell after that with Tainted Love, and then Madonna's first big hit, Like a Virgin.
Life on my own, I guess it's just what I must do.
share seems to go nowhere, and I've lost my light, for I toss and turn, I can't sleep at night. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears, and that's not nearly all. Tainted love.
Lost.
Yeah, that was Madonna and Like a Sturgeon. After that, we have Devo with Whip It, and an AC/DC with You Shook Me All Night Long, and then Super Freak, a piece by Rick James. And what do we have next? A little Cool in the Gang with Celebration, perhaps? Then the Eurythmics with Sweet Dreams. And then I'll give you, a little bit of ABBA maybe with Me and I.
It's all right.